to Real World News.
Interview with Cairo Laguna of the Nicaraguan Artisanal Fisher Folk Federation. Artisanal fisher folk are reclaiming their rightful space in the agenda of the social movements linked to food sovereignty while they suffer the increasing privatization and concentration of fishing areas. This is what several representatives of the sector said during the recent third conference of social movements for food sovereignty that took place in Buenos Aires. Cairo Laguna was one of the representatives who explained the situation of artisanal fisher folk in his country and in Central America. 95% of the production of the sector in the region is exported. This means that our population doesn't have access to this food and the prices are unaffordable, said Laguna. In addition, he talked about the concern due to the presence of transnational companies of the sector in Nicaragua, as the case of Pescanova, which has concentrated 70% of the areas destined to the production of shrimp in the country and took over concessions that were in the hands of small community fisher folk. This was possible through an alliance with national companies and without the government holding these dredges, said Cairo. Even from a macroeconomic point of view, this situation was promoted as a benefit despite the social consequence of fisher folk being forced to move to the city or fishing in areas under concession, which generates conflict since they are considered intruders. The National Federation of Artisanal Fisher Folk of Nicaragua is an organization based on the cooperative model, and it includes 79 grassroots organizations. The federation is also part of the Central American Confederation of Artisanal Fisher Folk. Cairo said that it is necessary to strengthen the concept of food sovereignty in the agendas of movements and governments, including artisanal fisheries and the right of populations to access the products of seas, rivers, and mangroves.
You are listening to Real World News.